Children must be free today, sing residents at the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting on July 23rd. This comes before a number of impassioned speeches asking supervisors to divest from Wells Fargo and Bank of the West. Both banks have financial ties to Geo Group and CoreCivic, the two main private prison companies running detention centers on the border. Following public pressure, both banks announced earlier this year that they won't make new investments in the private detention sector. But that's not enough for the protesters.
And while it disgusts me that there are actual people making actual money off of putting other human beings in these camps, the thing about capitalism is that money speaks.
That's Jenny Levine-Smith speaking during the public comment portion of the board meeting.
And while we don't have the power to force a change in federal policy right now, we do have the power to ensure that our county is not funding that policy. And we can use that power to make the statement that separating and imprisoning families will not be done in our name, and to pressure these banks to withdraw from private prisons. The world is a messy, complicated place, but this is simple. Defund the banks that are funding child detention. Do it now.
In a Facebook post the night before the meeting, Supervisor Linda Hopkins expressed her support for the protest and community action.
I do support divestment, and I really want to work to see how quickly we can get this done. I think it's really important to divest from immigrant detention centers, but more than that, I also think it's important to establish policies that guide how we invest taxpayer dollars.
The Sonoma County Treasurer, Eric Roser, says the county treasury has more than $100 million in banks that fund private detention centers. But he says reinvestment options have lower return rates. Were the county to divest, its earnings would decrease by as much as 23%. But a lot of residents at the meeting still believe their community's values need to inform its investments. Gail Yamamoto Seymour, a board member of the Japanese American Citizens League of Sonoma County, spoke against the detention of migrants at the southern border.
The Japanese American incarceration of my people in the 1940s, World War II, we really have been vocal at trying to prevent that from repeating itself. And now here we are, so many years later, decades later, seeing the repetition of history and the taking of human rights and the justice system falling apart.
The Board of Supervisors has the authority to assume control over the investing and reinvesting of county treasury funds. And while Roser says the treasury tries to invest according to the county's environmental and social goals when they can, their main goal is to make sure they meet the daily cash flow needs for the county, schools, and special districts. Meanwhile, Supervisor Hopkins says she looks forward to exercising that authority. She says divesting from these banks is a matter of how, not a matter of if. But until divestment actually happens, physician activist Jennifer Fish says she and others will keep pushing for
as long as it takes, because honestly, this is our money, right? This is the county money. We're all profoundly affected by what's happening at the border. And this is a way that we can act locally to actually make a difference.
While the Board of Supervisors and the protesters agree that conditions at the border are inhumane, a larger question remains. At what point does the county take action to ensure that its money supports companies that have the same values as its community? I'm Isabella Bloom with KRCV's North Bay Report.